Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can't describe the level of frustration. You know, I'm ticked off. You know, it's not even frustrating. I'm just mad because, like I said, we can't have that. And turnovers is a big part of winning and losing games. And turning the ball over, giving them an extra possession, this is the outcome.
When you turn the ball over as much as we did tonight, that's the story of the game. You know, we've got to do it. We just can't do it. You can't do it if you want to win football games.
That was late Thanksgiving night in the bowels of M&T Bank Stadium as the interviews are going on postgame. Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh after the Ravens lose to the Bengals 32-14. And, you know, Lamar said consistent about 20 times during his answers. We'll get to Lamar in a minute, but the offense. Because I don't know, and we were just talking about it in the hallway, Jason. I don't know how much better this Bengals defense is, but one thing I can say, this Ravens offense looks broken.
Yeah, I mean, it's been broken. We've been telling you for a while that this wasn't some easy fix, that it wasn't something that was trending in the right direction. And this was going to be the ultimate litmus test because that Bengals defense is the path of least resistance for everybody. Every moribund offense they faced, every tight end room that looked like the dregs of the NFL – came alive immediately, brought to life by that inept and inadequate Bengals defense. And if this team couldn't show pulse, couldn't show some life, couldn't show some early game energy, couldn't show some first half real want to and know-how, then this is about as bad as it can get. And yeah, it really is that bad. And they remain hell-bent on self-destruction. They don't have much they can count on in the pass game. They don't have anything they can count on in the run game. Justice Hill quietly going on IR with a neck injury is
bad
news. He's one of the few guys that they really could ill afford to lose. Like, there's not a whole lot of people who are helping him in pass protection these days. That's one guy who was winning for him in those situations. That's one guy who did bring energy to a two-minute drill, who could win for you in space, and now that's gone. Lamar is in a bad funk. It's not just physical now. It's physical, it's mental, and it's execution. They're in trouble. They're lucky they play in the AFC North.
It's stunning. It really is stunning because you thought that, all right, quick turnaround. You really don't know what Lamar is going to look like with all of the injuries piling up, but you would just expect that there would be guys to pick him up, and there just wasn't. And what's really sad about it is we were talking a lot in the build-up to Thursday night, how this offense, since Lamar came back, they were getting off to really slow starts. They weren't scoring touchdowns in the first quarter. They only scored one since him being back, and that was in Miami. They went right down the field on the opening drive and then proceeded to not score in their next six drives.
They averaged 7 offensive points in the first half of games since week 7. This is week. It's half the season.
You just thought Henry breaks off the long 28-yarder. Okay, this is going to be their night. This is going to be their get right.
And they didn't see the ball in the second quarter.
Yeah, and the Bengals entered that game having allowed at least 26 points in 10 straight games. That's an NFL record.
Yes.
And the Ravens.
Well, and it was 27 a game up until they barely held New England to 26.
Yeah.
They had a run of longest stretch in NFL history to start a season, allowing 27 or more points at 400 or more yards every week, no matter who they played.
And the crazy thing is, as Bone points out, they get the touchdown, Derrick Henry first drive. Devontae Walker, for some unknown reason, stops running on a throw that's probably a touchdown, but he stopped. Isaiah Likely's about to go into the end zone. He gets stripped. You got Zay Flowers getting the OPI, and we can debate whether or not that's a good call, but it still happened. And things seem to snowball from there.
But they also faced Joe Burrow, clearly rusty, throwing 32 times in the first half and couldn't put him on his ass.
No.
With a bad toe. They had a young receiver stop on a go route where he was wide open, like people were wide ass open all day long, and that should have been a touchdown.
Yes, it should have been.
You know what I mean?
Like, I'm saying, if they scored 21 points in the first half, it's a different football game. It could have been one of those shootouts like last season, but they couldn't put points on the board, and by the second half, it just completely went sideways.
Yeah, I mean, anyone that wants to talk about the OPI, you turn the ball over five times. That was the most turnovers they've had since 2013. You're not winning any football game when you turn the ball over five times.
This is the same defense that kept begging the Jets to come up and keep. Oh, we scored again?
Yeah.
Come and get seven back on us. Yes. Hey, Caleb Williams, come. You're in a rut. Not anymore. Just keep throwing the ball to Colston Loveland, who hasn't done anything in his career. And watch him go crazy. Oh, he did. Like, so they lost fair and square.
No, I'm not denying that.
They beat themselves and they were beat. Cincinnati's defensive line outplayed the Ravens' defensive line. Cincinnati's offensive line outplayed the Ravens' offensive line. And guess what? Get used to it, because it's been happening. And when they face real teams from here on out, it's going to keep happening. When they face real quarterbacks, the fraudulent defense will be exposed. And it is fraudulent.
Well, but the issue was, Jason, I was texting some friends during the first half where the defense was making stand after stand. And when Lamar had the fumble
and
the Bengals had the ball 2 yards to go for a touchdown and they didn't score a point there, you're thinking, okay. But you didn't give up a touchdown in the first half. And given all the possessions that you had in the first half, six full ones, not counting the last one where it was 10 seconds left, you score once. You had the opportunity to head into halftime with the lead several times because the defense, they were giving up some points, but 12, you would take that with that offensive firepower, and offensively you couldn't take advantage.
Yeah, you mentioned the fumbles, Bone, and now we got another Zay Flowers fumble, and it seems like you get him in traffic and you go after the ball, he's now got, like, that's a reputation. He's going to put the ball on the ground. Well, the Isaiah Likely one, you can't hold the football like that. Yeah. And again, they're not a good football team. Like, they're fortunate to be playing in a dreadful division. And that gives them a shot of possibly making the playoffs. But the product we watch Thursday, the product we watch for a month, that team's not going anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
when they face starting caliber quarterbacks this season who have won a playoff game, they've allowed 14 touchdowns to no interceptions and a QB rating of 111. And in the first half, you got Burrow clearly not right, fighting through everything, being asked to throw 32 times in the first half, and you couldn't take advantage of that.
By the way, they also lost Nate Wiggins in this game, who's their best corner, and he did
I'd say Awuzie is their best corner.
Well, right now, yeah, but Wiggins is playing his rear end off, and he ain't coming back. I don't. The way he walked off the field into the locker room, I don't think we're seeing him for at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, but I just go back to, I haven't bought him at the line of scrimmage pretty much all year. And if you think we're going to be talking about Draymond Jones big days in the playoffs, you're out of your freaking mind. You're out of your mind.
We did finally see a move on the offensive line, though. Emory.
What happened the first snap? Yeah. Disaster. Yeah.
Played two series and he was
but,
done.
But that's what I'm saying. You can't expect him to be a savior coming in this late. But
can I?
The roster sucks.
You're going to see more of them.
Count the blue chip players in their prime on the roster. I'll wait.
We
won't take you.
Jason,
long.
We agreed on Friday, Thursday, Wednesday. The week's weird because of Thanksgiving. That this was going to be a big Derrick Henry day. That he was going to see the ball, what do we say, 30 touches, 30 attempted touches? He had 10 carries in this football game. And the game did not get out of hand till the fourth quarter.
Sheen Ali had the most snaps.
Yes.
Ali, at halftime, Ali had 10 snaps. Henry had 10 snaps. And Keith Mitchell had 5. Ricard only had 6. Look, they tried to win the game in 11 personnel. And I can understand why. It's a terrible secondary and everybody throws all over him. But they tried to throw in to their big guys while having mostly little guys on the field. It didn't go very well, but that was the approach. And the no Justice Hill was is a huge problem. And Elite is not Justice Hill. And I found it laughable how many times Jason Garrett kept bringing in how much they love Derrick Henry in space. Get out of here. Derrick Henry wasn't on the field on third down when he was in his prime in Tennessee. Like, this idea that, oh, no, Henry's the screen guy and he's been the screen guy all along. Well, yeah, that's what they're selling now because they don't have anybody else and Justice Hill is hurt. And I know he took 140 yards. But, like,
God,
they were telling you where they are by that first half snap count. And it ain't good. And Henry is good at a lot of things. Pass protection and winning for you on third down ain't it. And it was another game where you can go back to week 7. They averaged 3.7 yards per rush in the first half. That's abject failure. So I got news for you. If it wasn't 30 Derrick Henry, it's never going to be 30 Derrick Henry.
No.
It is what I said it had to be all along, except now you don't have Justice Hill in the mix to do it.
We have a massive show. Hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. We've been out of here since Wednesday. Bone and I were at the game Thursday night, so we heard everything that was said in the post game afterwards, which was fascinating. But it's our usual Monday guest, Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner, joins us at 4, and Cordell Woodland, he covers the Ravens for us. What did he think? Now he's had some time to digest it along with his turkey. He joins us at 5.
Yeah, look, the Ravens, the Orioles signed a closer. We will touch on that. It's a big, I guess it's kind of a big day for the Terps. I mean, the football season ended with a thud.
Man.
Loxley is still on his soapbox talking God knows what.
They still fired their coach at Michigan State, even though he beat Maryland.
Yes, they did. Hoops plays tomorrow night, so we will delve a little bit into that, but let's be honest. This is a 90% football show.
Yes.
And for good reason. If you thought the Ravens stunk, boy, how about the Steelers?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive. What a time to be in this division.
This is about to be the most bizarre Ravens-Steelers week that I can remember.
Yeah.
Very bizarre. Both teams destroyed at home in their last game. That was the low point of the Mike Tomlin era. Yeah. That was, oof.
Let's get to Lamar Jackson of it all next. What did we see from Lamar Jackson? How bad is it with the MVP quarterback? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.